Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, July the 19th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomao. Tonight, we are talking about youth unemployment amid the worsening economic decline. This as government workers are pushing for a strike over poor wages and the poor economic outlook. The job action to be finalized later this week has the support of labor unions and civil society organizations. But the government has signaled a heavy-handed response, reportedly deploying police units, mainly in the capital, Harare. While the government statistics agency says Zimbabwe's unemployment rate currently stands at about 90%, independent commentators say it's way over 90%, and that means limited opportunities for young people, including university and college graduates. Lingabalichona njani emakhaya, ikuhlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Namhlanje kungolwesibili. Sixoxa ngodaba lokusilela kwemisebenzi elizweni. Nangu abatsha abanengi bakhala ngokuthi bayafunda baphothule emakolishini lasemanyuvesi kodwa basuke bengayitholi imisebenzi. Vakhala njalo ngokubhidlika komnotho khona abathi sokwenze impilo yabalukhuni kakhulu. Sikhuluma nje izisebenzi zikahulumende lazo ziphakathi kokuqoqa ukukhalala umsebenzi zikhonona ngeholo eliphansi. Kwazwai vatereri kusangana ukumu chirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chewe chidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tirikutaura nenyaya yekushai kwa kwe mabasa munyika. Apo vechidiki vachichema chema. Nekuti kunyangwe vaka ziza sei mabasa hazi kwani kwa nechikonzero chekutaza kwe hurumende kugazirisa ufumi wenyika. Tirikutaura nevechidiki vachinzwa, tichinzwa zvishuvo zvavo. Kune rimwe divi vashandi vehurumende vari kugadzirira kuramwa mabasa vachichema-chema nekuti mari yavari kutambira ishoma. And now let's hear from 21-year-old Matlasi Ndlovu, an unemployed media studies graduate based in KwaBulawayo. She talks to VOA Studio 7's Ezra Chisasvanda.
Your children is old, and what are you doing in life?
Well, I'm an aspiring radio and TV presenter.
At the moment, you're unemployed?
I'm unemployed at the moment. I'm looking yearly.
Okay. We have seen that many youths in Zimbabwe are unemployed at the moment.
Yes.
How do you survive?
These days, it's no longer about the passion. It's about whatever puts food on the table. So you can ever do anything. Killing or waitressing, that's all you can do.
But is it very difficult to get those jobs as well?
It is very difficult to get those as well because people are hiring amongst their family members or amongst themselves.
And then I understand that a lot of people, they hire those who are connected to them or
exactly.
Or their friends or relatives.
Exactly.
And for people like you, who don't have anybody in the system or in businesses or in companies, how do you survive?
Yeah, it's really tough on us because we are trying to survive as well. And you look everywhere, they'll tell you we are good or we're not taking anyone at the moment. Where else they know that they're going to be taking their close associates. So it's really hard for us, the unemployed.
Looking at the future, where are you going, Mutasi, when you're looking at the situation right now?
Looking at the situation, we are not going anywhere. We will end up doing nothing. So much for the passion, our passions and our aspirations. We will be forced to do anything just to put food on the table.
As a youngster, like yourself, a 21 year old, do you live with relatives? Do you live with your parents? Where are you getting source of income?
Right now, I don't have any source of income. I'm staying with my parents. Yeah.
So your parents, after completing everything, schools, college, they now have to support you again.
And they have to support me, but obviously they're always pestering me to like, look for a job, do something, you're done with your schoolwork, so do something with your life. But what do I do? No one is hiring.
That was Matlasi Ndlovu, an unemployed media studies graduate, speaking from Bulawayo with Ezra Chisaspanda. We also spoke to 24-year-old beauty therapist Samantha Ncube.
Samantha Ncube, you are 24. What are you doing in life?
Nothing at the moment.
Nothing?
Yes.
You have never worked before?
No.
When did you complete your course?
2017.
And you've just been sitting at home?
I've been just sitting at home.
So what's the plan for the future?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What are your plans now? What are you going to do? Are you going to trick others going to South Africa? Are you already looking? Some of the people your age actually now married. I can see now that you are pregnant already. Are you married now?
Yes, I'm now married. I'm married, yes.
Why did you get married at a young age? Is it because you entered the security?
Yes, I entered security, and the thing of not working, it wasn't working for me, so I just...
So you had to get married and sit down?
Yes, yes.
So you're happily married now?
Yes, happily married.
Do you wish to go back and work as well?
Very much. I do wish to.
What you want to work, what you want to do in life?
I want to do many things.
Yeah.
I want to be a hairdresser.
Yeah.
I also want to be a host.
Okay. Yeah. Since you have done all these tourism courses and all that, but they can't employ you, so you can't get a job there.
I can't.
Looking at the youth your age, so many of you are moving around the streets, and some are into prostitution, and some are into selling and buying. Where do you see the future of you, all you youngsters, your age, let's say the youth between the ages of 18 and 36, where do you see them in about 10 years' time or so?
In about 10 years' time, I think we'll be all suffering. Looking at the situation of our country, we'll be suffering.
That was Samantha Ncube speaking in Bulawayo with Ezra Chisaspanda. Tava kuenda kuHarare uko mutori wedu wenhau Godwin Mangutya ataura newechidiki tanasiwa Dambuza uyo ane makore ekuberekwa makumi maviri nemana 24. Dambuza anoti vechidiki vari kutya nhoko dzezvironda.
Chikoro makabvari makaita chika pai pari zvino ndiri kufundawo palevel masters in international trade in diplomacy, but ndakatopedza marizauti nguva ndakangomirirawo hangu asati atoua saka kurikushanda kubanza pari zvino handina chandinongoita kuvolontia kumaorganization dzakasiyana siyana shuwiro iri yekuti nerimwe ramazuva ndigowanawo kwokushanda
saka tingati zvinokwanisa here kuti munge muchirarama
kuvolontia pachokwadi handikwanisi kurarama handikwanisi kuchengetawo vabereki vangu sezavaishuwirawo mushure mekunge ndapedza kunze zvandiokuita
samaonerenyi michii zvingaitwa nehurumende kuti vamwe vakaita semunge muchikwanisawo kuwana mabasa sezvo makaenda kuchikoro
hurumende tinovimba kuti ndiro basa rayo rekuti ikwanise kunge ichibatsiridza vechidiki kuti vange vachiwana mabasa saka chimwe chainokwanisa kuita kugadzirawo ikonomi yedu munyika yezimbabwe kuita kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachi wana pokushandira nokuti kana economy isina kumira zvakanaka zvinoreva kuti isu sama youth hatikwanisi kuwanikwa tichiwanikwawo tichienda kokushanda uye zvakare tikuona kune mitemo imwe inopunyikidza maorganizations ataishuura kunge tichishandira for example PVOB maiwa izvozvo zviri kuita kuti maorganizations mazhinji atizi of which isusu sevanhu vakadzidzawo political science tinototarisirwa kunge tichishanda kungava kuhurumende kana kumaorganizations iwawo saka kana maemployers or potential employers edu achinge asipo or achinge achitiza munyika yedu yezimbabwe zvinongoreva kuti hatikwanisi kuwana mabasa
Tanatsiwa Dambuza achitaura ari muHarare naGodwin Mangudla weStudio 7. And now let's take a brief break. Please stay tuned. For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, voandebele.com, voashona.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. You can send us your views on our social media platforms. We continue our show with Studio 7's Ezra Chisasfanda talking to youths in the country. Kulomunye njalo osakhulayo ongumsekeli webandla leZanu PF. Oke waxoxa leStudio 7 kusikhatshana esedluleyo. Yena othi kakaze asebenze empilweni yakhe kodwa uthi lanxa kunjalo uza qhubeka elivotela ibandla elibusayo
kunjani mama izobani
enempilo sfanda
yebo nompilo sfanda
yebo
wena uyini la
mina ndi youth
elana
elezani pf
uyithi ezani pf hamba yena esigabeni sapho
hayi esigabeni ku right
Right. Ubona njani abantu bakhala vela bathi amayouth kala msebenzi wena njengoyouthilezani pf uthini
nakathi esikawukho umsebenzi sikhuluma nje sishares
manje uthini pela
sithi sicela nje umsebenzi into nje esingayenza nathi sishares sisemakhaya sosibona ukuthi
umuntu uzabuza ukuthi manje ukuzani pf ngena msebenzi selele
ngishares kuphela kade ngingathini
awudingi amanye amabandla
hayi amabandla kangiwadingi
okay
ngihlezi nje nami khonapho kuzani pf ngibambelele khonapho
So ubambelele la.
Yeah, kakhulu.
Uyasebenza.
Kuzani pf?
Umnyaka ka 2023 ubona ngale wena.
Ngikhangela sikhangelele konoko.
Kodwa ubona ngale ngawena kulona.
Kakhulu.
Ujongana.
Nanxa nje into yakho nisenzakala nje sikhangele nje. Lalapho sihlangana khona nje singamayiti singabadala hayi. Sikhanya sidinise inamba enengi kakhulu siyawe.
Bona wawasebenza.
Hayi.
Awasebenza.
Eh.
Ukhaletha uzasebenza kodwa
engxenye ngikukhangelele nje ukuthi ngizasebenza
okay emkhambeni sizaqalisa nombayi ikhambeni za 2023 sizaqalisa
zingathi nje zisaqalisa kazika
alili kodwa
hayi akusikali labantu asazi ngibekhona siyakulwa ngokuhamba kwesikhathi
umbeni wawutshela abanye manje zasakhulela
ngamayama yuthi nje ngingawatshela ukuthi kunjani ukuthi sigcela kwele nje izimali lapho singazicela khona khona apha ebandleni lethu lathi sizuze ukuphumelela njengokunye sithole singakwenza.
Osakhulayo weZanu PF unompilo Sfanda exoxa lapho lo Ezra Chiswa Sfanda weStudio 7. Ulove Moore Sfanda yena uxoxe njalo elo Ezra Chiswa Sfanda othi usedinge umsebenzi waze wadela ngosakhulayo ke uLove Moore Sfanda. Asizweni inxoxo yakhe lo Ezra Sfanda.
Wena ke nyabona le myami ngayo
mina nge 32 years
uthini lapho uyasebenza yini?
Lapha emsebenzi asithole siyaphayisika nje sizabe sizama ukudinga but hayi umsebenzi asithole.
Usu lesikhathi ngani ungasebenzi?
Ngathi vele ngazama lokuya eGoli ngaphenduka lapho ekhaya ngizake ngisebenze
kule myaka ye 32.
Empilweni
yakho nokhangele uphila njani ngobunzima lokho ungasebenzi?
Kunzima phele because lento zasezinzima akula lutho esingalithola so lindiphila nzima phele.
Nxa ukhangele kathesi isimo seZimbabwe ngobunzima lobo bukhona ucabanga ukuthi ke intshe njenganamayouth anjenganazo aphila ngani?
Ngoba le change the lesitole lamaprojekt okuyenza kuyabe kungcono.
Nxa sikhangele wena ngathesi emsebenzi oyenzayo kuyini ongathi ufundele ukusebenza ongakwenza?
Umsebenzi ngenze yabhozi ngiyakwanisa ukufaka ama-childs aphansi lawalepela.
So wena vele ungulokuzima uyakwazi ukwakha, uyakwazi ulungisa ama-tiles, uyakwazi nokupenda. Uqualified?
Yeah, ngiqualified.
Lapho edolobheni wenzani? Uyabe ubhodi usenzani?
Sabe sidinga nje enye singakuthola emgwaqweni but akuka nje sikuthola.
Udatha isikhathi ngalani wawuthola umsebenzi uthi uthole i-peace job?
I-peace job uyithola ka-1 kumbe nge-2 weeks.
Uphile ngani? Khuluma sisitshele phela ukuthi uhlala la
khona lokho ukuthi after 2 weeks ungathola i-$10 oyitholayo nale uthenga impuphu uthenge mazi siyathola enye futhi $10 after 2 weeks isiphilela vele ukudla lazi kuyabe kushota vele asitholi lutho.
With elections approaching in 2023, some are worried that the unemployed youth are vulnerable to being used by political parties to unleash violence for a small fee. Despite all the odds, some youth are finding solace in technology where they are creating opportunities for themselves and others. Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye spoke with Rodwell Nyati, who teaches computers and coding at Meta Innovation Hub in Victoria Falls.
Panama Summitas of Innovation Hub. So we sit in Savana, Zagasiana, Siana, Snofanani, New Court, Coding, Tanabu, Katra Music, Tanabu, Meters of Victoria.
Mukuana, a vegetative of standard station waste.
And Rona, I was a paradox in the IT. Kona bazhinji vacho vachiuya nekuwanda vachiuya kuzoda kudzidza coding nezvekuita nezvetechnology.
Chirongwa ichi muri kusponswa nani? Chiri kubatsirwa nani?
Chirongwa ichi chiri kubatsirwa ne Love for Africa, Jump, Angel of Hope and Meta.
Imi mune makore mangani chokona munenge vechidiki?
Ine ndiri 20, I'm turning 27 muna August.
Saka vana vari kutambira sei kuona vachidzidziswaone vechidiki vanenge ni?
Vanenge vachifara vasingaiti because each and every time ndikapinda munomwe muchikoro muno kana vese vanenge vachida kuvouya kunoma vaizotaura neni vachimbondiexplaina
samaa. Saka vanenge vachida kunyatsonzwa zvamuri kuita vanokubata ipati munowanikwa kupi?
Tinowanikwa kumosi Victoria Falls, mostly Innovation Lab, mostly high school is an Innovation Lab. No one on the batter by number than it's much 078-298-7424. Or no one on one number by Twitter, on the board to a line again.
That was Rodwell Nyati speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And now we are joined by our guest, that's John Muchenge, founder of 4-H Zimbabwe Foundation, which works with young people on peace building and employment opportunities. Mr. Mchenge, welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you very much.
Yes, the number of unemployed people in Zimbabwe seems to be growing by the day as the economy continues to crumble. But particularly looking at young people, the youth demographic, how concerned are you about unemployment among Zimbabwean youth?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think it's a cause for concern when we are seeing quite a number of graduates in our country that are loitering. Some of them are moving outside the country looking for employment at greener pastures. And we as an organization that advocates for youth meaningful participation in the development of our nation, we are saying to the government that they should try to create meaningful opportunities for young people in our country. Zimbabwe has got a lot of opportunities that young people can explore, but I think we need to put our government to task to make sure that they open up those spaces so that we don't continue experiencing the brain drain that we are currently experiencing. But a lot of young people are moving to the neighboring countries, South Africa, some to UK, to looking for greener pastures. And as a country, if we continue doing that, in the next 5-10 years, we'll be left with no professionals in our country, even to zero. So as an organization, we are really concerned, and we are doing some inroads and engagements, diplomatic engagements with the relevant ministries, even the government, to make sure that they open up spaces for young people. Like you said before, that if we continue neglecting these young people, one, they are going to use drugs. I've seen the Ministry of Youth and other people doing massive campaigns against drug abuse and some awareness. And secondly, they are going to be used by politicians that have got money and manipulated to be involved in violence. That we actually experience where young people are being used as political tools to pursue some agendas for certain political people.
And the government, of course, is blaming the ongoing economic challenges and the rate of unemployment on sanctions by Western countries like the United States and Britain. Is that not a fair point?
Yeah, it's a topic for discussion, and it depends which angle are we coming from. Both from my own understanding as a development practitioner, I have two things that are causing our economic crumble. And the first one is the sanctions. Yes, they are there. They have been imposed, and they are causing some restrictions in the movement of goods and money even outside our country. But also we have got corruption, which is within our country, which also the government needs to deal with. I've heard the president, E.G. Mnangagwa, highlight hammering on corruption, which means and also the formation of ZEC, Zimbabwean Corruption Commission. We need these guys to hammer on corruption so that at least we limit some money which is being taken out of the country illegally. We limit also the movement of our minerals that are being illegally exported out of our country. So I think the sanctions, yes, and also corruption. So the government needs to close in these key things that are affecting our economy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dave Muchenge, and please do stay on the line as we take our first caller. That's Donald Mamboma. Mkoma Donald Magadi.
Tinofara mkoma Ntungamili Magadi.
Aiwa, tinofara hedu. Mapinda muchirongwa muikuiona sei nyaya yekushaikwa kwemabasa ya kanganisa vechidiki muZimbabwe.
mukoma ntunga inye inorugwadza zvingaiti inye huru inogwadza zvingaiti chinoda nyatso kuhandliwa inewe yekuti dei kuri kunzi hurumende yaita yasa musoro pamwe chete nevanhu navagari vabereki kana tingango kuti mastakeholders ese ane chekuita nezvedzidzo kana kuti nezvechengetwa kwevana zvakanaka kugara pasi nokuti pane dambudziko guru mukoma ntunga ndaichimbotaura kana tete mavelas palestok panyaya pamusoro penyaya yenyu chiti fyucha yevana yenyika fyucha yenyika kwete yevana fyucha yenyika yakutoenda mudondo nokuti kana vana vazhinji vanofanirwa kuzotwara nyika kuindisa pane imwe stage mberi neramangwana varivo vakukanganisika kudai vanhu takatarisa zvinhu zvinogwadza mukoma nokuti nyika inenge yakutoratidza kuti yakutoenda kumawere crisis jaja deep crisis
Haiwa tinotenda
vanhu vakadzidza Zimbabwe inenge hakutipe kusisina ndozvatinoreva kuti norondese kuti Zimbabwe ine vanhu vakadzidza kwe kusisina nera mangwana
aha tinotenda mukoma Donald regai tidzokere kuna va John Muchenje muri kunzwa vamuchenje vamamboma vari kutaura nekuti Zimbabwe inyika ine vanhu vakadzidza stereki asi ufumi huri kuondomoka mabasa hapana nyaya iyoyo nyaya yekuti vanhu vakadzidza vane madegrees you find munhu ane madegrees 2-3 asi basa hapana what does that do kune vechidiki vamwe vari kukura vachava neshuwo yekuti vapindewo kuchikoro vaende kumayunivhesiti here vachiona nyika yakazara maunemployed graduates sekuona kwenyu
Yeah, zvino vona kwaafekta vechidiki vakati wandei when they are looking at our economy and where we are going. So what I can say is our leaders they need to come up and meet as leaders and discuss the future of our nation. And even our president, His Excellency Ejim Nangago, he must give confidence in the young people. To tell them that no, as the government, we are with you. We have heard your complaints, and we are prepared to make sure that we meet what you are looking for. Even the Minister of Youth, to me, I can challenge them. They need also to speed up their game in terms of looking at the issues that young people are raising. I think there's a means that you should do that. The Minister of Youth should actually be involved engaging young people, and also the political parties, because if you see, we do engage young people in different platforms, where the young people are also saying the political parties themselves, because the government comes from the political parties.
Mr. Mchenje, please hold it there. Let me squeeze in this caller, Richard Moyo. Mr. Moyo, how are you? Hello, Mr. Moyo.
Makadiko.
Aiwa tinofara. Mune 30 seconds tipei pfungwa dzenyu.
Tinofara. Regai, okay, regai ndibude panze bonzi kumunzwa ikaviri pa ningi pa so.
Itai gaga mukoma nguva dzafamba tine 30 seconds
set. Regai nditende chirongwa chemanheri chamukutaura ichi chandiri kunzwa baba va Donald Mamboma naba vamuchenje. Zvishuwa pachokwadi yuti vechidiki vatambudzika mabasa pachokwadi munyika yezimbabwe mabasa arimo asi ana mari ndo chatinoza kuti titaure ichocho hatingadi tirove imbwa takadududza mupini munyika yezimbabwe togara tirimo ndikada kuti ndikuzivisei ndikakuudzai kuti vana vechidiki vari kutora zvinodhaka vanasikana tikaenda pana shonga miti paya paya pane zvimamaini zviripo una vanasikana vechidiki diki vachizama kuzvibatsira nenzira yakaipa saka mukati menyika yekwedu yezimbabwe munotoda nyasha dzajehovha mwari zvose zviri kuzama mumamusangano ekubatsira vechidiki
and on that note I'm sorry mukoma Richard Moyo we have to leave it there let me extend a heartfelt thanks to our guest Mr. John Muchenje and our callers as well as you at home our listeners let's make another date next week. I am Tsungamile Nkomo. Kuna Zimbabwe.